U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer was in Schenectady Friday afternoon, standing with homeowners in the Stockade neighborhood to promote his flood insurance reform bill. With the National Flood Insurance Program set to expire September 30th, Schumer said the bipartisan National Flood Insurance Program Reauthorization Act of 2019 would protect policyholders from rate hikes. The Democratic Senate Minority Leader was surprised to learn how high those rates are for Stockade homeowners who have dealt with regular flooding.
What our reforms do is as follows. One, it renews it for a minimum of 5 years instead of people worrying every year or every other year whether we would renew it. Second, we limit the increase that they can give any homeowner to 9%. So what would be the average flood insurance cost here? About $500, would you say? More.
This house pays $5,000.
In flood insurance?
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes.
Is that true of most people paying that much here? No.
Yes.
Okay, well.
If you're in the FEMA floodplain.
If you're in the
floodplain. Yeah, well, that's what you are. Okay, well, anyway, it will limit the increase dramatically. But we're going to have to do... We also re-examine the rates, and I'll bet it would affect Stockade in terms of how high flood insurance should be. I mean, on Long Island, which is more flood-prone than here, the South Shore of Long Island, they don't pay $5,000.
Schumer added, quote, sometimes these FEMA people can charge people whatever they think they can get away with. Stockade homeowner Mary D'Alessandro lives on Washington Avenue.
Every spring, there is a fear of flooding. We watch the ice jams, hold our breath, and hope that this time it will not happen. And now, in addition, we worry about storms due to climate change. When the flooding occurs, it is in the lower streets of the Stockade. Some are hit more than others. After Hurricane Irene and Tropical Storm Lee in 2011, the Stockade was dramatically hit. The damage to this street and all the other low-lying streets were devastating.
Schumer added that a lapse of the flood insurance program would restrict the NFIP's authority to borrow money from the U.S. Treasury in the event of an emergency, crippling its ability to fulfill policy obligations should a major storm spur many insurance claims.
Our real opposition is from the administration, more than from Democrats or Republicans in the House and Senate. And so I think we have a good chance. We certainly have a good chance of renewing it, because if we didn't renew it, everything would come to a standstill and property values would plummet. But I think we have a pretty good chance of getting our bill done, which would deal with this issue. And it makes them redo the flood maps and recalibrate the flood maps. And now I understand why you're paying so much, because you were newly added in. And when they newly added in people, they made you pay the freight for a lot of people who had been there for a long time. And that our reform measure looks at that. So it could actually lower rates here.
Schumer's office notes the NFIP currently covers approximately 5 million policyholders nationwide. As of this June, there were 2,292 NFIP policies in force between Schenectady, Montgomery, Albany, and Rensselaer counties, and 2,250 contracts in force. There's more at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.